let's do a ham radio. Right now it's kind of loud because I'm walking down under the underpass. Getting from my house to the water is the only thing about it that sucks is that you gotta pass by this underpass. There's no way around it. And it's always loud and shitty. And I almost got hit by a car here the other day. It was crazy. And there's a guy coming, so pretty soon I can't talk no more. What the fuck? Seriously. Man, it is crazy how if I go one direction from my house, it's pretty nice, fairly chill. And then down by the water, it's beautiful and super awesome. But, man, this one little stretch is just awful. It's like industrial robot nightmare land. It's fucking shit and loud and fucking terrible. Anyway, I'm heading down here because a new stretch of waterfront beachy shit just opened. Whew, out of the death zone. Yeah, literally, like 2 blocks away from my house. It's where the Red Path Sugar Factory is. Apparently, there's some kind of waterfront beach thing that just opened, some kind of new ass park, which is all right by me. The more of that, the merrier. The waterfront in Toronto is pretty nice in general, but there are a lot of sort of factory type shit kind of getting in the way. And that sugar factory, man, it smells weird. There's only been like a day or two when it really smelled bad. Like, I don't know what happened, if a fucking raccoon fell in the molasses or something. I don't know. Usually it just smells kind of weird. Anyway, I'm going to go down and see what this is all about. So while I do that, let's rock out with a little Canadian. There's this band called Our Lady Peace. I really liked their first album. And I was medium okay with their second album. By the third album, I was like, alright, I'm done with you guys. But there was one song from that album I liked a lot. It's called One Man Army. So let's listen to that shit, shall we? One Man Army by Our Lady Peace. Canadian classic.
Take these plastic people, read their lips, now let it linger. Is there anything that makes them sense and see? Come on, tightly hold your hand, take a deep breath, give them the finger. Are you worried that your thoughts are not quite? Yeah.
So the place is kind of cool. I don't know. It's not great. It's, you know, like a little man-made beach thing over by the waterside. So I guess if you just want some sand, some chairs, you know, there's another one of these, but it's a little ways west. So that's kind of cool, but it'd be good, I guess, if you're just into tanning. But you can't, like, swim. There's no water access. And this actual spot is nice, all landscaped and shit. But then on the one side is a giant sugar factory. And on the other side are a bunch of weird, fucked up refineries. And there's another stretch of water just a little bit further west of here that I like a lot better. Still, it sure doesn't hurt. And they're still working on stretching it down to Parliament Street. So, you know, I'll keep my eyes peeled, man. I'll keep my eye on it. It's better than it not being here. But, I don't know, you can't just cram a fake beach in between two giant factories. That's weird. Man, it is really fucking hot out today. Wow. I don't know if this is a good idea to be out in this heat for too long. It's weird though, I've been trying to get outside as much as I can, soak in the summer. Been doing a pretty good job, I must say. I've even almost sort of got a bit of a tan, which is not something that I can really do. It's not my natural inclination of my skin. But I'm not fearing the winter like I usually do, because last winter here in Toronto was awesome. Although I got no reason to believe it's going to be that way again. Everyone warns me it's last winter was crazy, unusual. But yeah, I had a lot of fun here last winter. Kind of dug it. So, we'll see. It's weird to not fear winter. You know, I'm just so used to like, oh god, winter. Nightmare. Because it really is in New Brunswick. It's awful. There's that sugar factory smell. Weird ass sugar factory. So my MP3 player's been running into a bit of a... I've been running aground a lot lately. This one's bigger than my last one. It's got like 400 songs on it, I think. And I just keep skipping by stuff. I'm like, hey, I don't know. So like I'm getting tired of the old stuff, but I haven't had time to absorb the new stuff. So let's do the best of both worlds. Here's a new version of an old song. This is the song Fortress by Pinback that I like a crazy lot. I found a version of them playing it, not live, like not in front of an audience, but playing it live with live instruments to no one, to themselves. It's pretty cool. So here's Fortress, the live instrument version by Pinback. Thank you. made my way over to the other part of the water, the one that I like better, one that I like hanging out at. So even though it's this beautiful sunny day, I just happened to come across a song in my randomness that I don't think I've ever played, but I really like this song. It's weird. It's a Sheryl Crow song called Home from her second album, and actually I really liked her second album in general. Didn't like the first one that much. Fell off the wagon after the third one. But the second album, even though I was like a 16 or 17 year old man at the time, I was just like, yeah, I dig that. And particularly, I dig this song that I really have no reason to be able to identify with, because it's just about a chick who is tired of her marriage. Man, it's motherfucking catchy. Man, it is crazy hot. I thought I might have to just go the fuck home. It's like when you're out in the sun, it's like a hand of God just pushing you down, just pushing, pushing, pushing till you die. So yeah, everyone is just, as soon as there's shade, everyone is clumped into the shade. So that's what I'm doing right now, sitting under a tree. And it makes a huge difference, man. It's like amazing how much difference it makes not being in the direct sunlight. But now I'm like, fuck, how do I get out of here? You know, where's the next nearest shade I could sit under? It looks like a ways. By ways, I mean 50 feet, but maybe 100 feet, I don't know. I don't know feet, man, I'm Canadian. What the hell is a stone, by the way, the English people? That is the worst unit of measurement. I'm willing to go with the pounds thing that the Americans use, but stone? I never know what the fuck you're talking about. So-and-so is so many stone. Like, what the fuck? I suppose if I had an iPhone or something, I could just look it up. But I don't. And then when I get home, I don't care anymore. All right, let's listen to another Our Lady Peace song. This is a single from their second album. The lead single. No, not the lead single. I think it was the second single, but it's the song that the album is named after. It's called Clumsy. And it's weird because on the surface, just a little pop rock song. But it has a really creepy chorus. I'll be waving my hand, watching you drown, watching you scream, no one around. This was a big hit in the mid-90s in Canada. Clumsy by Our Lady Peace.
Shrug it off, shrug it off, shrug it off.
watching you drown, watching you scream, quiet or loud. And maybe you should sleep, and maybe you just need a friend as clumsy as you.
Okay, I'm gonna make a run for it. By a run, I mean a casual stroll. See if I can make it to another shady area without dying. Without melting into a puddle. I can't remember who posted this. Somebody on Twitter the other day. Just think about it. The greatest love of your entire life was over 80% water. Thought that was funny, that cracked me up. Alright, while I'm walking, it's a little shady bit here while I'm walking, this ain't so bad. Pretty soon though, the urban sprawl's gonna break in and I'm gonna get fucked. Maybe I should go get a coffee. Oh, a nice iced coffee, although as I've complained before, this is the stretch where there's no Tim Hortons. I might have to go to coffee time or something. Blah. I mean, Tim Hortons isn't so fucking great either. It's just what I like, man. So let's listen to some more Canadian music from the 90s. Been getting into that a bit lately. This is a band called I Mother Earth. Turns out their singer, Edwin, is a bartender now. At a place downtown. And he's trying to get another solo album going and stuff. This is before he split off to do his solo stuff. Both bands were better off together, I say. His solo stuff was okay, and some of the I Mother Earth stuff after he left was okay, but this was the best, and this whole album was just a mega super smash in Canada. This was never a single, but it's the very first song on the album. It's called Like a Girl, and I always liked this song a lot. Something about it, man, just nice. Watching reruns of the Mod Squad and cartoons. Like a Girl by I Mother Earth.
I'm a man. skin, low roads, and colored pills. Always searching. Maybe then I would find a place.
So, good news, then bad news, then good news, then bad news. There's a definite lack of bathrooms in this vicinity also. A lot of that is because I'm down here late at night. You know, it's usually means everything is closed, of course. But today, it's like 5. I found a bathroom. There's this little mini mall sort of thing that I guess I've been to before, now that I think about it. I've been to the Sobeys here way back when I first got here. So you pass through the Sobeys and there's like a bathroom. I'm like, oh, sweet, that'll be handy. Unfortunately, today it was out of service. So then I turn around to go back and I see Tim Hortons. So there is a Tim Hortons. I knew it was insane that this stretch went by with no Tim Hortons. Like, how that's not possible. So I found the Tim Hortons. Like, fuck yeah. But then the final bad news, I was going to get an ice cap. Their machine was broken. So I was like, okay, just an iced coffee. And this is the second time I've gotten a seriously fucked up iced coffee. Like, if your iced coffee is white when you're done, then you fucked up, man. You didn't make it right. I suppose I could go complain. Maybe I should. This is clearly fucking fucked up. It's just like the cream and the sugar, but there's like no coffee in it. It doesn't taste like coffee. It doesn't look like coffee. There's clearly some coffee missing here. The balance is off. I don't know, man. It must be it's weird because it's two different Tim Hortons, not even close to each other. Same problem. It must be something easy to fuck up in this particular recipe for the peons.
Oh, you have your own,
sorry. Ooh. It's really sweet, too. It's like I need to add coffee to this. I don't know. Whatever. I think I'd probably rather just drink weird shit than go complain about stuff. It's just not my nature, man. It's not how I am. I'm sure I've fucked up plenty of coffee for other people. Man, my friend Vince, he was the worst at making mochas and stuff. I don't know how he managed it, but that man could make a shot of espresso that tasted like dirt. Good guy. Just, you know, problems with the espresso making. All right, so since I was talking about Edwin, I actually downloaded his solo album the other day. I remember I bought it when it came out. I wasn't really that into it. It was this one song called Hang Ten that is still super fantastic. That's the whole reason I bought the album. That's what we did back in the day before the internet. If you liked a song from an album, you just went to the mall and you bought the fucking CD. Those were shitty times, man. Much better now. Anyway, Hang Ten was a really good song. So why not? I mean, I might as well play it. But first, I'm going to play this song that never really stood out to me back then. But listening back, I kind of dug it. It's called Screaming Kings. And I don't know, it kind of builds up kind of nice. So Screaming Kings and then Hang Ten by Edwin, former lead singer of I Mother Earth, current bartender, downtown Toronto.
Because the sands of time bury all
Showing off your skills with moves you borrowed, pride that you can't hide becomes pretty wild. What part of the plan don't you understand?
Shit, it's so hot out. So fucking hot. But once I sort of stirred up my Tim Hortons, it's not as shitty. It's sort of alright. Anyway, at the same little, what is this? Queens Quay terminal. That's what this little complex of the Tim Hortons is called. It's this restaurant in the back end of it that, oh man. The waitress chicks there have to wear like these little pleated skirts and these tight tops, and it's like, dude, this one chick in particular, holy balls, just this crazy mixture of nerd hotness and just like the best tits ever. Oh, they were so good. Oh, wow, it's like almost physically painful how hot that chick was. Boom, made me want to order some calamari, you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? All right, Hang Ten by Edwin Awa.
I'm
Almost home. I just blew way too much money on some Indian food because, man, I can't help it, man. I try to be frugal. I try not to spend money, but I'm out in the world and then I get hungry and then I see a place and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Could either walk home hungry and eat some potatoes or I could walk into that Indian place, get some butter chicken. And then when I'm in there, they had butter chicken and the vegetarian tofu equivalent. And I'm like, oh, I'm kind of curious. Fuck it, give me the two-item combo. I'll get them both, fucker. Give me both of them shits. And then, you know, $10 later, whoops. Whoops. And maybe I'll get hit by a car as I cross the street while I'm recording. That'd be nice. Nope, I made it. This is some kind of club. I don't know what it is. Sometimes when I walk by, there's lines of people waiting to get in. See some man or a show. All right, one last Our Lady Peace song. This is from, I think they have a brand new album, but I don't give a shit. I've been out of their loop for so long. So very long. But the album they put out back when I worked at the porn store in Vancouver, just because I heard the singles, I kind of dug the singles from that album just because I was listening to the radio. I was listening to the radio at that time. Rare time that I listened to the radio. And yeah, I remember for the interviews they would give about this album, they're like, yeah, this time their old guitarist quit and they got a new one. It's like, yeah, this time we really recorded a whole bunch of songs and then we really picked the good ones and spent a lot of time working on them. Not like our last two or three albums where just as soon as we had 12 or 13 songs we put it out. It's like, yeah, you know, I could kind of tell, assholes. Could kind of tell because your band tanked. I mean, they still sold okay to Canadian faggots, but I shouldn't say that. That's disrespectful to faggots. Sold well to Canadian jerk-offs, and we'll go with that one. But we're just the worst, like just sappy, super light rock, awful, awful. I'm back at the noisy intersection. Anyway, this song, I remember I played it at one of the old ham radios when I was still in New York, but this one could theoretically, you know, you could see this one is cheesy and soft light rock. It is soft rock and it is cheesy, but this one I actually liked. It's called Angels Losing Sleep, and it's totally good. In the video, they're walking along, dragging parachutes behind them. And then the end for the last chorus, the wind picks up and grabs the parachutes and lifts them into the air. Reverse parachuting. Metaphoric. Nice little song. This is, and I meant to say, I got lost one time in Burnaby, the city next to Vancouver. I was lost for hours, just walking around, not knowing where I was in the middle of the night. And I had a little MP3 player that picked up radio, and like I said, radio was playing this song at the time, so I remember it came on, and it was a nice little highlight of that walk. Ah, good times. Wandering the earth. Kung Fu. Alright, Angels Losing Sleep. Our Lady Peace.
Looks like
like the Holy Ghost is gone. Now you're afraid of yourself. Over your shoulder you have to watch heaven fall into hell. Looks like you're about to sink. So it's time to prepare. Even the angels are losing sleep, and the sidewalks are bare. It's like the calm before the storm. You better swim. Just like it's calm. Looks like the Holy Ghost is gone. Looks like the Holy Ghost.